Blog Talk Radio.
From the Lord. Not lucky, I'm loved. Yes, he is. Jesus loved me. Yes, he does. Got to know you're not lucky, but you're loved. No luck here. God love us like that. He love us so. I wouldn't think what he wouldn't do. Kind of hard. Ain't nothing he wouldn't do for us. That's how much he love us. Only. You got to think about the word only. That means you only got one. You ain't got no more. Can't get no more. That's it. Period. The young folks say, period. That's it. I don't have anything else. That's my only son, only begotten son. He says, you know what? I'm going to give him to you so y'all can have eternal life. I don't care what you did. I don't care where you've been. I don't care all of that. I'm giving him to you. I did all of that stuff. I'm giving him to you. So y'all can have eternal life. So you can be with me forever and ever and ever. But you can't be with me in that way of thinking and that frame of mind. You got to be spiritual because I'm spiritual, you see. That's why you have to be spiritual. You have to be right because I'm right. So I'm sending him, giving him to you, so he will, by you being in him, you're going to become like me. You're going to become like your God, your Father, your Daddy, your Lord. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. I count it an honor to have you on this broadcast today, because you could be doing some other stuff. So I don't take it for granted. We so happy to have each and every one of y'all. We're going to ask Pastor Bill. It's over there in Akron, Ohio. The weather ain't got too bad over there yet. But we're going to ask her if she'll give us a word of prayer, and then we'll get into this lesson. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you, Pastor, for that song. And also the scripture, which I'll be reading from the King James Bible. That's St. John 3, verses 16 and 17. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, thanking you for another day. Father God, thanking you for each and every person, Father God, who's joining us today. Those who are listening by internet, Father God, we give you thanks, Father God. We're thankful for our pastor who teaches the word, makes it plain and simple so we can understand the word, Father God. Then we can meditate on the word day and night. Father God, we're thankful for each and every one who've asked us to keep them lifted up in prayer, that all things went well. So we give you praise, Father God. Lord, we ask that you will be with all of those who are sick and shut in, praying by your stripes they are healed, and those who are bereaved and going through, we know you will keep them, for your words say you will keep thee in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. So comfort their hearts, Father God. Give them the strength, Father God, to hold on and not give up, Father God. And let us cast all our cares upon you because you care for us. Lord, bless each and every one in a mighty way, Father God. Open up our hearts and our mind to receive the word, Father God. And let us share this word and help others, Father God, that will need us and continue to pray for one another, Lord, because we all stand in a need of prayer. Lord, bless each and every one in a mighty way, that they will have a testimony for you, Father God, as we lift up your name together. In Christ Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor, for that beautiful prayer. I thank God for you. Yesterday, we left off talking about Pneuma, which is the Holy Spirit. And we're going to look at some scriptures today that reference to Pneuma. So when the Bible talks about trying the Spirit by the Spirit, like over there in 1 John 4, and we'll read verses 2 and 3 from the King James Version. It reads like this. It says, "Howbeit know ye the Pneuma of God," or the Spirit of God. Every pneuma that confess that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world.
Amen. From the Message Bible, here's how we test for the genuine everyone who confesses openly his faith in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who came as the actual flesh and blood person, comes from God and belongs to God. And everyone who refuses to confess faith in Jesus has nothing in common with God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist that you heard was coming. Well, here it is, sooner than we thought. Amen.
Amen. Amen. See, a lot of people are troubled by voices. Some are troubled that they come very distressed. That's just they stress over stuff like that. And some people take it as a great thing. They think it's very remarkable, and they think that they go astray. And lots of folks, I should say, a lot of people goes astray by foolish prophets.
All right.
And many are foolish enough to believe that they have tongues and interpretation and that they can be told what they should do. This is altogether outside the plan of God, bordering blaspheming. And then I got to say this. So do not preach my own ideals. That ain't what I do. That's never been who I am and never been who I was. I've never tried to preach my stuff. I've always preached what was presented to me at that time. See, this is a way of doctoring or indoctrinating people. So I never told you what I think, because everybody can think. I tell you what I know. Therefore, what you need to do is to listen to what I know so that you learn it. Then you can tell others what you have learned so they will learn also.
Mm-hmm. All right.
See, I hate to, I think about dislodging Satan of his powers. So that's why I tell you to try the spirit by the spirit. So how can you deal with the satanic power of today? Some people call it the power to be or the power. Let me tell you what. Satan power is real, brothers and sisters. The Bible says the God of this world have blinded their minds unless the glorious gospel shine through. So there is a God of this world. You can treat him like you're a baby if you want to. You're going to get slapped upside the head. Satan is not a baby. And he ain't all no right. joke. And he ain't nothing to play. And I'm not trying to praise him. I'm trying to tell you that the Bible says, try the spirit by the spirit and see if it be of God, because there's so many false prophets has gone out into the world. And how be it, know ye the spirit of God. You got to know the spirit of God, because if you don't, you get trapped. So many things happen to you. I'm put a pin right there, and maybe I pick up the lady, because I want you to know what we're dealing with, brothers and sisters.
All right.
You need to know the Holy Spirit. And I'm going to ask Pastor to read two scriptures for me. One of them is in St. John, in the Gospel of St. John 14:26. Because, see, God wants you to have his heart. God wants you to have his mind. God wants you to be part of him. Now, churches won't teach you this, because they don't want you to even think that you're at the same place with God. They don't want you there. Because you know what? You just skipped over their seat. Because, you know, they have the high seat. They're the pastor, the bishop. So if you become over them, in a sense, then they're, we can't have that one. No, we can't have that. So they won't teach you that. They won't teach you that you can have the mind of Christ. No. I mean, mention it here and there, but they're not going to teach you that. They're not going to really teach you that. Because if you get the mind of Christ, then you're over them because they have the mind of a preacher.
All right now.
If they teach you, hey, greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. See, they can't teach you to go out there and operate like that. Because then you got to go out there and be accountable to Christ and not to them. If you're following me. Because, see, that's what he's talking about here. Listen, brothers and sisters. The reason he wants you to try the Spirit by the Spirit, it's right there in that scripture. You need to see of God. Why? Because many false prophets are going out into the world. Matter of fact, they out here right now, he says. 2,000 years ago when it was written, over 2,000 years ago. He says, they out here right now. And you need to know which ones is which. See? So, I'm going to ask Pastor if she'd be so kind to go there for a moment. And
John 14:26, reading from the King James. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Amen.
Listen, brother and sister, the Holy Spirit is pneuma. Okay? The spirit pneuma will teach you what's the difference between one spirit and another spirit. And he wants you to remain in his anointing. How I know that? 1 John 2:27. Read that, Pastor. John 2:27. So he says in John 14:26, the Spirit will teach you. He will bring to your remembrance all things. Pneuma. That's how you're going to get it. You're going to get it through that Spirit, which is the Spirit of God. And we're going to talk about his character. We're going to talk about, because you'll know the difference.
Mm-hmm.
What are you talking about? I want you to know the difference. Every spirit come to you may not be pneuma, may not be the Spirit of God, may not be the Holy Spirit. It may present itself like that, but it can be deceiving. I want you to see that.
Amen. Okay, 1 John 2:27. But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. Amen.
Yeah. That's what you want to abide in. You want to abide in pneuma. That's Holy Spirit. So by being used 385 times in the New Testament, we're not going to teach them all, but we're going to teach about a few of them. Like in John 4:24. See if Pastor have that. In St. John 4:24.
St. John 4:24. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen.
Now watch this. Read that again, Pastor. Read it out of another translation. Because I want y'all to see something here. You're trying to worship God in that human spirit, and you can't do it, man. Stop it, I say. Stop it right now. Stop trying to worship God in a human spirit. No, that's why he said, remain in my anointing. Remain in the spirit that came over you and took you over, and it mastered you above everything. It was your master. It ruled over you, ruled over your taste, ruled over what you thought. That spirit that you said, you know, bump this, bump that, I'm going to follow Christ. That spirit didn't matter. You didn't care about no building. You didn't care about no money. You didn't care about no preacher. No, that was a spirit that came on you. That set you apart from all this stuff. And you began to believe. You began to adhere to.
All right.
The Holy Spirit that we call. And it began to play a central role in your life.
Yeah.
Until people noticed it. Mm-hmm. In the communities, on your job.
Yes.
In the building, and the folks you've been around, they noticed it.
Mm-hmm.
Notice there's a difference in you.
Yeah.
And they know you were, them boys in the hood say, you weren't shucking and jiving. They know it. And they know not because they know where you're coming
from. Amen.
You were just as convinced as Evangeline Renee about her foot. You were more convinced than that because the spirit was on your life. And you going, you know what? I'm staying with it. Read that for me, though, Pastor, if you be so quick.
Yes, Pastor. From the Message Bible, God is sheer being itself, spirit. Those who worship him must do it out of their very being, their spirits, their true selves in adoration. Amen.
See, that spirit, now the Lord is that spirit. And where that spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. You had that freedom.
Yeah.
And you bound up about a bunch of stuff. So you was able to worship God. I'm going to go back to that same scripture in King James because I want you to see this. I want you to see what it's saying, brothers and sisters. If you're going to worship God, to worship God in spirit and in truth. That's what he wants. Not any kind of spirit. Not any kind of spirit. See, I don't have time to do it today, but I'm going to share these different spirits with you. But pneuma is in you. And that's that spirit that set you free. That's that spirit that God wants to worship in you. In John 4:24. That's that spirit. That spirit he wants you to worship in him. Have a meeting with him. Conversate with him. Yeah. And let it be predicated on that spirit. No, not on the fact that, well, my spirit. You remember that spirit that was in you? It caused you to drink, do drugs, do this, do that. See, that's not that spirit. And not that mindset. But you got born again. And that spirit you got born again with is the spirit we're talking about. That's the spirit you're going to have to try these spirits with. You're going to have to test these spirits. I know y'all know how to test and try, but do you know what spirit you need to test these spirits with? See, you mess around and start testing them with the spirit of the world, you're going to like everything they do. You can justify. Well, I don't see nothing wrong with, we got this guy named Herschel Walker here. They don't see, the Republicans don't see, not I'm an independent, let me say that right off. Don't be confused with what I am. I'm independent. I vote on issues and situations. Not that y'all have to know all that, but I'm letting you know I'm not a Democrat or Republican. But the Republican Party thinking that Herschel Walker, it doesn't matter what he did, it's okay. We voting him because he's part of the party.
Mm-hmm.
And I want y'all to see this analogy here. They vote on him because he was part of the party. They don't care what he did. He beat his wife, his son, and got on the news and all that good stuff and talking about the man ain't this, man ain't that. But they would choose to vote for him without even testing him, without even trying him. And when they try him, they're going to try him by human spirit. So they'll go along with whatever he did. See, well, I'm not like that. I'm trying him, testing him, not based on. And yeah, I know God will forgive you. He forgave me. Mm-hmm. I get all of that. But when you try the spirit by the spirit, oh, this is why they doing this. This is why they doing that. See, that's what you have to do. You have to see why. Because there's a lot of false prophets going out. There's a lot of people that's false, if that making sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, they carrying the Bible. I tell you that. They're using the Bible. Matter of fact, he used the Bible, but he used it incorrectly. He didn't rightly divide the word of truth. You used it so you can get over on people.
Hmm.
The Holy Ghost would never do that.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost wouldn't use the word of God to get over on people. The Holy Ghost used the word of God. Watch out. When you go there, Pastor. The word of the Holy Ghost used the word of God is to teach you how to have your eternal life. Period.
Yeah.
Period. That's what the Holy Ghost wants to teach you. He can't teach you how to be of the world. Because, see, once you being taught to be of the world, that spirit is going to continue to show you how you can justify. Well, I see why we're in a building. I can see why we ought to pay tithes. See, you see all that stuff because you got the wrong spirit. Because, see, you see is, well, yeah, you know, you got to have lights. You got to pay somebody. You got to pay them according to everybody else getting paid. So if Jesus was here, he would get paid the same amount as get money and put in his pocket the same as a Delta Airline executive director or I don't know, any of these big corporations, Coca-Cola or Pepsi or Firestone or Goodyear. See, Jesus would have to get paid the same. See, that's the way the world look at it. But that ain't the way Jesus going to look at it. Oh, I got some paper for you. How Jesus going to look at it? He says, show me that coin. He says, okay, who's subscription on there? Well, see, he already gone to give Caesar what belongs to Caesar, God what belongs to God. See, big difference in the way you view things. Perception is a big difference, brothers and sisters. See, you might see me as Louis Beasley in 1967. That's probably how you see me. But God see me as Louis Beasley in 2022. See, because he done washed me with blood, and he rinsed me, and he washed me, and he brought me up, and he set me beside him. And while he was bringing me, he led me beside the still water, and he set me down at the right-hand side of the Father. So that's how God see me. Oh, I would love for you to see me that. But if you don't, I understand. So it doesn't really matter what you see me or how you see me. It doesn't really matter. What matters is how God see me.
Ooh, hallelujah. Yes.
And I don't know nobody on this program, on this broadcast, want to be thing when they was a teenager. If you do, press 1. Or if you want to be seen like you were when you was in your 20s, press 1 and tell how great it was. Or you want to be seen now that you've been born again. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on. How you want to be seen? That's all I'm trying to tell you. So if they tried my spirit back then, hey, I probably been a false prophet. If they tried my spirit 15 years ago, I'd been a false prophet. Because I was teaching people to do what the world do. Agree with the world. But I don't teach them that. I teach them to agree with the word of God.
Hallelujah.
That's the difference. Because I had to tell one of my children, they said, well, Daddy, what's the teaching now? What's the difference? I said, then I was teaching you to agree with whatever the world was doing, the system. But I teach you now to agree with the word of God.
Yeah.
See, I had to teach what I knew. I tell you to get up and go to on Sunday morning. It didn't matter why you were going. Just go. Go because I said to go. You didn't have to have no good reason. Just go. I'm daddy, and I tell you to go.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's bad, brothers and sisters. I get all of that. But I'm trying to tell you. That's what I used to do. But now, because somebody probably said, well, what make you right now? Because I'm teaching you to do what God tells you to do. I'm showing you that path. Before, I wanted to make sure you understood that when you put your hand, your right hand, and you swear before God that you're willing to agree and abide by the Constitution of this. See, that's what I would teach you. But now I teach you to get in that word, stay in that word, and do that word.
All right. Yes. Amen.
So, my being, I was going to tell you all that I was going to teach you about, because there's so much stuff I want to go, the seven ways you can test a prophet. And because we got to test these prophets. Because nobody's talking about false prophets, preachers. You need to know.
Mm-hmm.
That prophet's some preachers you think you know. And let me tell you what. Here's a sad thing. Don't test them and then still go and lay in the bed with them. Don't do that. And when I say lay in the bed with them, I don't mean literally lay in the bed. What I'm saying is when you done find out that it's a duck, believe it's a duck, okay? You done find out you dealing with a gorilla, you better treat it like it's a gorilla. You dealing with a tiger, you better act like it. Don't learn that what it is and then around and say, okay, I know what he is, that good. No, because that's when you're going to get your head snapped off. See, he wants you to know the spirit so you can know him. And you can't know him until you know these other spirits. So you can be able to discern what spirit is what. See? Once you know what spirit is what, you say, okay, that's the spirit of error. Because, see, you got people out here. They're so powerful. I know Ronnie Noble, but it's okay. You got people out here. And I'm telling y'all the truth, brothers and sisters. They don't want to be corrected. They got a faulty spirit. So you got to know what some of these spirits. And then they'll use the same Bible you use. They'll use your tricks with them. Because that's how Satan deceives people. He gets thinking one way and using other kind of words to trap you. That's why you got to carefully weigh and examine what people tell you, how people act, how people talk. You got to examine that stuff. They can tell them, oh, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah. And you know, sweetie, and just get you soft enough so they can drop the bomb on you. That's what they do. So, whichever way God says to go tomorrow, that's where we'll go. But I just want you to know, Satan has the ability, and y'all, some of y'all going to question this, but it's okay because we're going to get into it. Satan have the ability to present himself as though he was Christ. As an angel of light. And do that. Now, y'all may think, oh, well, you have a God. I get what God is. That's not what I'm talking about, what God is. I want you to see what Satan is. Because somebody don't believe he got the power to do that. But he does. He got the power to present himself as an angel of light, even that's why he called him the Antichrist. He really present himself like Christ, but in the end of the day, hoes is Christ. Yeah.
All right.
See, you got people who operate in the spirit of error, and because they live and occupy that, everything they do is error, and they don't want to know the truth. They rather abide in that lie, especially when you ain't told them the truth. They rather stay in that lie. It's okay. And they find like it's okay to do that. And here's why, because they don't know nothing else, and they don't want to chance nothing else. And what they're doing, they know it ain't working for them. See, a lot of stuff happened because of people's unbelief. A lot of people now can be healed, but because of their unbelief. And I'm going to tell you this, too, and I'm going to close. I don't know why I'm going here. But a lot of times, prayer goes with fasting, and fasting go with prayer. Because Jesus said, they wanted to know why they couldn't do that. Jesus said, because of their unbelief.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, now these only come out through prayer and fasting. See, it's some things that you got to have prayer to support fasting, and fasting support prayer. Don't do one without the other, because if you do, you're going to be, if you don't, it ain't going to work. And if you do, you're going to be in bad shape if you don't. Now, let me unravel that for you. It's just simple. Mm. If you're going to pray and fast, do both of them. If you're going to fast and pray, do both of them. Don't fast and say you pray and fasting. Now, you can pray by yourself. You can fast by yourself. But don't say you're praying and fasting, because they have to work together.
Mm-hmm.
So what you didn't say yet, see? So that's important. That's when you're killing the flesh, when you're killing everything. And it's important, right. See? But that's a whole other subject right there. But I just want to throw that out there to you. Okay, we're at that point now where if you'd like to have something to say, you press 1, and we'll hear you. And at this time, and then we'll hear somebody else. Okay, go ahead.
Hi, my name's Ray in Long Island.
Hey, Ray in Long Island. How you doing, Ray in Long Island?
Oh, I'm doing good, and I just came across your show and wanted to thank you for it. I'm always curious about radio. Where do you broadcast from?
From the Spirit of God.
Oh, but do you have a physical? Are you at a radio station?
I know, sir. I'm broadcasting right out of the Spirit of God. Where are you listening
but you don't,
from?
What's that?
Where are you listening from?
Oh, out on Long Island, Suffolk County.
Okay. I see what you're talking about. I get it. Yeah. No, I mean, if it matters to you, I'll tell you, I'm in Georgia.
Oh.
I don't know what that has to do with the spirit, but we're talking about the Spirit of God right now. So I can be anywhere. I can be in Los Angeles. I got people on the broadcast right now that's in California. They got up 3 hours early to be broadcast.
That's why I was wondering, because I've thought about, starting a radio show to help spread the word of the Lord as well, and I just didn't
that's
know
great.
How you
that's
do
great.
That. Do you? What's that?
I said that would be great. If you had to call in with your number, I could call you and talk about that, how you get started. I would love that. I would love for you to be able to start a broadcast and be able to help us preach the word of God. That's great.
So do I need a radio station?
No, sir. You got any comments on the lesson today, brother? Because I got a couple other hands up here. I need to answer that. You got any comments on what was said today? Next time, call in with your number, and that way I can be able to take your number and call you back for that personal stuff right there. Okay, who next? Oh, shit, they just hung up. Okay, anybody else have anything else they want to share about the word today, stuff that we talked about today? Anyone else, just press 1. Just press 1.
Okay, Pastor, I'd like to read 1 John 2, 27 from the Living Translation.
1 John what now? 1 John 2, 27?
Yes, Pastor.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, it says, but you have received the Holy Spirit, and he lives within you, so you don't need anyone to teach you what is true. For the Spirit teaches you everything you need to know, and what he teaches is true, a lie. So just as he taught you, remain in fellowship with Christ. Amen.
Awesome. See, you have received this spirit, pneuma. That's what the Holy Spirit, that's the Greek word for Holy Spirit. It will teach you. That's his job. It teaches you. Not to make fun nobody. It don't teach you to down nobody. So you got to know what spirit you're dealing with.
Yeah.
The spirit of pneuma, it teaches us how to get our eternal life and keep it. Not only do we get it, but maintain it. And it will teach you. It will teach you. I challenge anybody right now, go and read that 1 John 4. With that 1 John 4.
Our foundation.
No. You just read 1 John 2, 2 and 27.
Yes, Pastor.
Yeah, 2 and 27. Read that, brothers and sisters. Listen to what he said he's going to do. God is not a man that he can lie. If he said pneuma would teach you, that's what he's going to do. The Holy Spirit, the anointing you receive from Christ that lives in you right now, will teach you. No need to teach you all this old religious stuff. It's going to teach you about Christ. It's going to teach you how to have eternal life. It's going to teach you how to live in Christ.
Yeah.
You don't need to know all the theological viewpoints. You don't have to know all that. You want the Holy Spirit to teach you. You want the pure milk of the Word of God. And that's where you get it from. You get it from the Holy Spirit. And that's how you try the Spirit by the Spirit and see if it be of God.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone else? Hallelujah. Okay. We're going to see you all on tomorrow for the